Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
All right. I'm sure we have some beers. Is Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We're going to turn it over to you for opening selection.
Okay. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, yes, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Opening prayer tonight is supposed to be done by Deborah Bradford. Deborah, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We're going to turn it over to you for our opening prayer.
All right. I'd like to say good evening to everybody that's on the line tonight. Praise the Lord. Everybody just forget about yourself and concentrate on Him. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Praise God. Almighty God, we come to you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come, Lord God, just to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for another day, God, that you've allowed us to see, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your tender mercy. We thank you for your amazing saving grace, God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for the blood, God, that you shed for our sins, God. Lord, we just look to you, Lord. Lord God, and we trust you, Lord, in every area of our lives, Lord. Help us, Lord God. We're leaning and depending on you, and all of our help comes from you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, you are so worthy. You are so worthy, Lord God, to be praised. And we lift you up tonight. God, we just want to hear a word from you, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord God, just to fill our hearts with your love, God. Help us, Lord God, to go out and shed your love, Lord God, and spread it to every man, woman, boy, and girl, everywhere that we go, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. Praise God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. Oh, Father, I honor you tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we praise your holy name. God, we ask you, Lord God, to remember everybody, every heart that's on this line tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, we come, Lord God, together, Lord God. Oh, God, just to hear from you, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you just touch us and bless us, God, and change us, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we need, Lord God, a closer walk with you, Lord Jesus. And, God, we said thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your will. Thank you, Lord God, for your way, Lord God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and all, Lord God, that you've done for us and all that you're going to do, Lord Jesus. We glorify you. And, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless us. Remember our families. Remember our bless us in our homes, Lord. Oh, God, bless us, Lord God, and all that we do, Lord God. Let it be to your glory, God. And I honor you tonight, Lord God, and I give you praise, God. I honor you. I thank you. Hallelujah. I pray tonight in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deborah, for that opening prayer. Also, we'd like to thank everybody for being on the line tonight. And welcome back, as we say, to the Thursday Night Bible Study. We will continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight, our teacher is going to be Revo Richardson, and we're going to turn it right over to her.
Thank you, bro. Praise the Lord, everyone. We
praise
thank
the
God for Thursday night and that God has blessed us to come together and again looking in his word for a word. And we thank God for Elder Dennis that brought us the message last week that blessed us and for everyone on the line, we just tell God thank you for allowing us to come together. As I often say, it's a God thing. We didn't do this. This is not something man can do. Our coming together from the different east, west, north, and south, it's all about him. Tonight, the topic is going to be, we may be powerless, but we are not prayerless. And the scriptures is going to be from 2 Chronicles 20, chapter 20, verse 12 to 13, and verse 15, and from Luke 22, verses 39 to 40, and from Psalm 25, verse 15. We may not get to read all of them, but I want to give them to you so you can write them down and go back and read so that you know where I'm studied with what I'm going to share tonight. As a people, when we hear things like the plane hitting the towers 24 years ago in New York, or the couple killed by a young man that they befriended, or the young one killed on the train while sitting on the train in Charlotte, even the political activist that was killed on yesterday. We feel helpless. I know. We feel that, you know, there's nothing we can do to make a difference in them situations. And you're right that we were not able to stop any of those things from happening. But the one thing that we are not powerless in, and that is the area of prayer. Seeing that nothing we could have do would have made a difference from what has already taken place. But we can even pray after the fact and make a difference in the lives of all of these people or those lives that are touching the lives of these people. There are in 2 Chronicles 20, verses 12 and 13, when you remember when Jehoshaphat had all the armies coming, and he was the king of Judah and Jerusalem, and he had those armies coming after him, and he didn't know how to handle it. He proclaimed a fast, and they all prayed. So verse 12 and 13 it talks about the prayer. And then we read 15 is God's answer to him. And I'm going to read those verses now. It says in verse 12, O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Yeah, I know you felt that way sometimes. I know you've been to the place where you didn't know what to do next. You know, things is happening and you can't control it and you feel that way. But do we proclaim a fast pray alone or even ask somebody to pray with us? Well, Jehoshaphat did. Verse 13, he said, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And so sometimes, and then we've talked about that before, the corporate prayer, sometimes we can get through and accomplish what we feel like we need to accomplish when we are praying by ourselves. But then there's other times we need some help. We need some corporate prayer going on to bring about the change that we need. And as believers, we are born again believers, have the power of the Holy Spirit given to us to help us in the area of prayer. So that's why we may feel sometimes powerless over situations, but because we are sealed unto the day of redemption by the power of the Holy Spirit, we should never be prayerless. We should always be able to look up to heaven and because our eyes should always be on God. The scriptures say, I think it's in Hebrews where it says, look to the hill from which come our help. And it's always, he is always our helper, and we need to always look to him when we can't see where we need to, what we need to do ourselves. There's always God ready to help us, but we have to go to him because he already he's done his part. So now when we can feel like we are not helpless and that prayer will make a difference, then we can go to God in prayer and see a change come. And it might not stop what, you know, we might be powerless over stopping what's already happened. But like the school shootings, I don't believe if we begin to pray, really be serious in our prayer concerning school shooting, that we will keep seeing the things happen in the future in that area that we have seen in the past. In verse 15, the 12 and 13 is the prayer that the king and the people offered up. And when we go to 15, God, this is God's answer to them. And he said, hearken ye all, Judah, hearken ye, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king of Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Now, I don't know about you, that makes me want to say hallelujah. We need to receive that and know that no matter what is going on, what we are dealing with or going through, or what we see around us, the battle is not ours, it is the Lord. And what our part in it is that we are to petition the throne in prayer for God to do the things that need to be done. He already knows, because he said he knew our thoughts before we think them. But he also said, ask and it shall be given. God's not going to do something just because he know it needs to be done. But when we petition the throne, and in 1 John, I believe it is, First John chapter 5, maybe 14 and 15, we're supposed to go to God with confidence. We need to go to God believing that he is who he say he is, and he will do what he said he say he will do. And if we go to him with confidence, then we can expect to see something change in the situation in which we're petitioning him for. And so when we now we know that things is chaotic in a lot of areas, and that one of the things that I don't know how many have read in John chapter 16 verses 1 and 2, there is some information concerning why we see what we see, where people lives have been taken, where the killing is concerned. And if we know what the words say, then in Luke 22, this is when Jesus knew he had to go to the cross and be crucified to pay the penalty of sin. Once we know what it is that is taking place and we petition God, then we need to leave it right there and know that the battle is not ours. We don't have to fight anymore. The struggle for us is over when we turn it into the hands of the Father. So that's the way it was with King Jehoshaphat, when he knew that his one army could not win a war with over four nations that was combining to come against him. And the one thing he know to do, though, and praise God for that, when we need more leaders that know how to pray, he knew that he could go to God and the answer would come there as to what he was supposed to do, and then God would do what he knew needed to take place that they could have the victory. So, again, and we read the scriptures in Psalms 25:15, and I'm going to go to Luke chapter 22 and read some of that for you, because it's the word we have to stand on. Luke 22:39-44. This is Jesus. And he came out and went as he was wont to the mountain of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, "Pray that ye enter not into temptation." And when he withdrew from them about a stone's throw. And kneeled down and prayed. Now, this is talking about our Savior, the one that died for our sin. And if he had to pray, why is it that we think we don't need to? The situation that we're dealing with or that we see going on now is not going to change unless we begin to be serious in our walk with the Lord. And do what we have been told, or we find in the scripture that we need to do. And in verse 42, he says, and this is what Jesus said, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And a lot of people say that, and they be praying, and they'll say, "Not my will, but thy will be done." But it's not that we just say that and God take it from there. It is that when we know what his will is, then we pray according to his will. But Jesus was then laying it at the foot of the Father so that he could take it from there. And verse 43 says, "And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, and strengthen him." I hope you believe in angels, because I think I just read that the angel came and strengthened Jesus, and the same God that did these things for Jesus when he was here on his way to the cross for our sin, is the same God that we supposed to go to, that we have to go to when we need some help. And I believe that the same things that he did for his son, that he will do for his children. And as believers, we are his children. We are the member of his family. He's adopted us, and we are one body in Christ. And verse 44 says, and being in an agony prayer, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. That was pressing in to get into the presence of God. And we may not see sweat dropping as blood, drops of blood, but we need to press in, I believe, harder than maybe some of us have never been into the Holy of Holies in prayer. That's where we find the Father, and we have to fight to get there because we have to deal with the flesh, because God doesn't deal with flesh. We have to step outside of the flesh and operate in the Spirit in order to connect with the Spirit, because the Bible says God is a Spirit, and they that dwell, that connect with the Father, it has to be in spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God doesn't deal with flesh because that's where sin is. Jesus paid the price so we can go, we can get out of the flesh and into that place of holiness and enter into the presence of the Father. So we need to know that we may be powerless in doing certain things to bring about a change in the natural sense, but we are not prayerless. And our prayer, when we pray sincere, as Jehoshaphat did, and as Jesus did, then we too will see change. Now, God dealt with, he gave Jesus not only strength in him then, but he gave him peace. So it was over after he left the garden. Jesus did not go back to God anymore concerning whether he could take the cup from him and he not have to go to the cross. That subject was over, it was closed. Even from there on, it was just this, the battle is the Father, and Jesus did as the Father led him to do. We have to do the same thing. We have to take it to him, and when we do, and we're sincere in our prayer, then leave it there. He's concerned about everything that concerns us, and we can cast our care on him, for he cares for us. But once we pray through in a situation, we don't need to keep picking it up and going back, picking it up and going through it again. Once we pray through it, we leave it there at the foot of the cross, at the foot of the Father, and know that the battle did. God will take it from there, and he can bring about a change. So even though we may be powerless in some way, I want us to press in and know we are never prayerless, because if we know the Father, he lives in us, the Son have paid our penalty, and the Holy Spirit have come to seal us. So he said to the disciples, enter not into temptation. Now, the only way we can stay out of temptation is stay yielded to and filled with the Holy Spirit. So tonight, as we go back and reread the scriptures and let the Lord give us what it is that he want us to have and speak to us as to what he want us to do in the situation in which we see going on, what is it that we can do to make a change? The prayer space is the sacred place where we present our petitions, we may be a powerless people, but we present our petition to an all-powerful God. And when we do that, as I said, leave it there, and then listen to hear what is God saying to you that you need to do to bring about a change. I know that when we pray and pray sincerely to the Father, then He hears us, and we can trust Him to keep His promise. And He said, "The battle is not yours; it is the Lord's.
Amen.
The battle is not ours; it is the Lord's." So,
yes.
And yes. The way we connect with the Father, and the way that we walk in His will, is to stay connected to Him in prayer.
Amen.
God loves us and He wants us to be the vessels He can use to help bring about a change in the situation that we're facing now. This is a season that where it's not just to think something. We have to do something. But what
yes.
we do is go to the Father in prayer. God
yes.
bless you, and we thank you for this opportunity to share the word. Back to you, Robin.
Thank you, sis, for those encouraging words. Our 30 seconds tonight will be coming from Barbara Williams.
Good evening, everyone. I will read the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves.
Amen.
We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His court with praise. Be faithful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So let's go ahead and open the line up for input for midday for this week.
Robert, this is Deborah Jackson.
Yes.
Good evening, prayer line family. Good evening, prayer line family.
Good evening.
I just want to thank y'all for your prayers. It's been truly a blessing. It's been very helpful. I thank God for you all. Because without you and without God and Jesus going through this radiation, it wouldn't have been possible. I rung the bell, whatever that may mean, yesterday. On Wednesday, I rung the bell of completing my radiation treatment.
God be the glory.
Now be praying for my infusion once a month. I have that next Tuesday morning, infusion. It's just for the strengthening of my bone. And I pray that God will get in these bones and these cells and remove this sinful disease that come from the pits of hell, that it be returned back to the pits of hell. Pray strong, because the devil is trying to keep a stronghold on me, but he's a liar. He's never told the truth, and God cannot lie. Whatever God says is going to come to pass, sir. God just wants us to trust Him, believe in Him, and depend.
Yeah.
Sometimes the circumstance, you can't look at the circumstance, because the circumstance will change. Circumstance will make you doubt God. God don't want no doubting Christian. He wants somebody that's going to become bold and face the enemy, because sometimes the enemy will have a stronghold on that where we can't pray. Then, like Mother said, we're powerless. But when you stand, hallelujah, when you're standing on the word of God, He has to flee. He said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Pray my strength in the Lord. Keep praying for me. I need your prayers.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Congratulations to Deborah for completing her radiation treatment.
Amen.
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 Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The line is still open.
This is Lola. I'm asking for prayer for Annette. Everybody know where it's speaking. I've got to take her next Tuesday. She's got to go have a transfusion. I think this is what it is. I don't know. But she's got to have one next Tuesday. So just keep her in your prayers. And also continue to pray for her daughter, Cornisha. Pray that she'll get stronger in her mind. Don't let the devil take it over. He's working on it. God got his hands around her. So just continue praying for her.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Okay, no more inputs, updates. Moving right along, we'll go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
If there's no mistake, there were 36 people on last week, and we thank God for each and every one. Lee in Virginia. Here. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamay.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Janet and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Yeah.
Oli. Glorious.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hodge. Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford.
Here.
Barbara.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine.
Here.
Ken and Carolyn.
Wow.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here. Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte. Renee. Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Ashante.
Here.
Tim.
Here.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Charles.
Here.
Miss Jessie. Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya W. Fran. Lisa.
Here.
Evelyn C.
Here.
Martina Yeverton. Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to you, Uncle Robin.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, moving right along. Next week, we're starting our new roster. Our opening prayer will start with Dennis Yeverton. And our opening 30 seconds will start with Chris. Okay, that said, we're going to go ahead and turn this over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for another night. We thank you for another Bible study. We thank you for everyone that's on the line, God. Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one of us, God. Lord, and touch us and use us for your glory. Lift us up tonight, God. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done for us, God.
Yes,
Lord, if any sin in our life, move it out, God. Strengthen us. clean our hearts up, God. Lord, we don't want to be separated from you, God. Lord, we ask you to give us strength from day to day. Lord, bless each and every one, God. Lord, remember the sick and the shut in tonight, Lord. God, remember Sister Deborah and the other young lady with the infusion that they'll be taking. God, I know that you are able, God, to do all things, God. You hold no good things from those who walk upright, God. Lord, we ask you to bless them and take them through, God, and heal their body completely. Move every cancer cell out, God. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. God, we plead the blood of Jesus against the enemy. Oh, God, we thank you. You said in all things give thanks. For this is the will of God. We believe you, God. We trust you, God. You're our deliverer, God. Oh, God, you said if we obey you and keep your commandment, God, you will bless us,
Hallelujah.
God. You'll prosper and be in good health, Lord. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do, what you have done this fall, God. We lift you up, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree healing tonight, Lord. Oh, God, you said by your stripes we are healed, God. But we are healed, God. Oh, give us that faith to believe. Increase our faith tonight, God. Walk with us, Lord. Even the ones that have the troubled mind, God. You said, let not our heart be troubled, God. Lord, regulate that mind, God. Transform it, Jesus. Don't let the enemy come in and steal, God, and destroy that mind, Lord.
God,
we want to have the mind of you, Jesus. Bless every one of us, God. Lord, any pain in their body, numb it tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, and lift them up, Jesus. Let them know the joy of the Lord is our strength. You told us to trust you with all our heart, God, and lean not to our own understanding. You said in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall bring it to pass, God. Lord, we acknowledge you tonight, God. We lift you up, God. We glorify you. We thank you, God, for your blessing, God. Lord, continue to be with us throughout the night, God. Let our sleep be sweet, God. Let those angels encamp around us, God. Oh, God, make it peaceful, Lord. Any distraction, we ask you to move it out, God. Lord, and lift us up, God. Go with us up and down the dangerous highway. Go with the children in school, God. Oh, God, cover them, God, with your precious blood, God.
Yes.
We know that you are able, God. The enemy come in like a flood, God. But we ask you to lift up and stand it against them, God.
Yes, Lord.
Come on,
yes, Lord.
God. Let us be your refuge, God. Oh, God, in a time of trouble, God. And I thank you in advance, God. Let the rest of the week be peaceful, God. And joyful, God, and we thank you in advance. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray tonight, and we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for the closing prayer, and we thank everybody for being on the line tonight, and we just look forward to having everyone back next week. On that said, we're going to say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.